So welcome back this week to our segment Out of the Tower, as we attempt to take the things we teach in our classroom and give them in real bite-sized chunks, real practical tips on how you can live your life on mission. And as we do each week, we welcome my friend and colleague, Dr. George Robinson, into our Scent Life studios. Welcome, George.
Hey, glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in with us. What do we have this week that takes us out of the tower and onto the street?
So we're going to talk a little bit more about disciple making this week. You know, oftentimes when we think about discipleship, we think about a subject to be studied. And along with the subject, we automatically begin to think, which curriculum do we need to lead people through? And so this week, I want to talk to you about throwing your curriculum in the trash. So by that, I really, that's kind of tongue-in-cheek, me saying throw the curriculum in the trash. But here's the one thing I don't want to do. Okay. With a brand-new believer, we want them to grow in their relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And curriculums can be helpful, but they can also be a distraction. What I try to do is I try to make the Bible my primary curriculum when it comes to evangelism and disciple making.
Good point.
And what I mean by that is that I want to get the people not into a book about the Bible, but I want to get the people into the books of the Bible.
Good.
And so in doing so, we use a methodology. It's not unique to me, but it's called Discovery Bible Study. Mm-hmm. It's just a simple tool where you ask specific questions that help them to order and to understand the things that they're learning and then what difference it makes in their life, how to apply those things. And so with that, one of our former students here actually came up with this tool called the Sword Method.
Okay.
And in the Sword Method, the point of the sword is the tip of the sword, right? It's an offensive weapon. And so the first question when we enter into the text of Scripture and open the sword of the Spirit is, what does this text say about God? Hmm. And so we want to ask that question, what attributes of God are present? What is God like in this text? What is God doing in this text? That's the first and the primary thing, because God is both the author and the hero of the story. The second question is related to that handle of the sword. The sword is useless to you unless you can get a grip on it, right? And so the handle leads us to ask the question, what does this text say about man in general and about me in particular?
Okay.
And so now you're bringing it down to the practical. You've got the characteristics of God, and then you've got what this text says to you specifically. And then there are four simple questions, two for each side of the sword. Mm-hmm. One is there a command to obey? Mm-hmm. You know, the Scripture is filled with commands, do this or don't do that. And so if anything, Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 19, that we're to teach them to obey all that he's commanded. And so we shouldn't be afraid of training people in those commands from the Scripture. Then from there, is there an example to follow? So look in the text and ask the question, is there somebody that we should be like or somebody that we shouldn't be like? An example could be positive or negative. And then the final two questions, is there a sin to avoid, and is there a promise to claim? And so by using a simple tool like the Sword Method or Discovery Bible Study methodology, what we're doing is we're opening up the whole of the Bible to become the curriculum for discipleship and disciple making. And I think that is more important than any book that I've ever written or you've ever written or any curriculum that anybody else has ever put out. If we can establish confidence in the authority of the Scripture and how to apply that in the lives of believers, then we're a long way down the road of discipleship.
Amen. That's what a great point. Just take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Bible, the sword method, which gets us into the Bible, and just lead through these questions. What a great point. Thanks for being with us this week, Doc.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Appreciate it.